Peanut production is one of rural Georgia's most successful industries, and this year's harvest is set to break records. A little problem, though, there aren't enough skilled workers to shell all those peanuts. WABE's Johnny Kaufman takes us there.
Farmers Drew Walker and Will Ellis are in a 100-acre peanut field. They're surrounded by rows of green plants sticking up about 2 feet. On each plant, there are about 40 peanuts underground. The farmers see crows flying around, which means they might have an insect problem. So they start looking for larvae.
Man, I'm no worm expert. I can't identify them, but see, there's one.
They're whacking the plants back and forth to see what falls off.
See, there's one right there.
Mm-hmm.
One right here.
But insects aren't the biggest problem for peanut farmers in South Georgia. Often, it's figuring out how much to plant. Ellis says he used to spend a lot of time worrying about that.
Beforehand, it was a guess. It was a total guess.
But it changed when a shelling plant called Premium Peanut opened nearby. Ellis and Walker own part of the plant along with dozens of other farmers in the area. And because of that, all the farmers are sure how many peanuts to grow each year.
We're not wrestling with, you know, dips and dives in the market.
With Premium Peanut, if a farmer buys 100 shares of stock in the shelling plant, they're expected to deliver, say, 100 tons of peanuts that year. It means there's now a guarantee. Inside the shelling plant, peanuts are tested by shiny new machines. Red, green, and yellow lights flash as the peanuts slide along on conveyor belts. In another part of the plant, they're blown around inside a clear box like a swarm of bees. Lee Taylor, an executive at Premium Peanut, tries to explain the technology.
These are our optical sorters.
But it's too loud, so we step outside.
This plant is the most technologically advanced shelling plant in the world.
Taylor says it's all largest. Premium Peanut went from 0 to 150 full-time employees in just 3 years, and it's hiring more. But here's where the company's success begins to run up against the challenges of being in South Georgia. Taylor says operating the computers that run the shelling machines takes a lot of training.
And to find a technician that can work on those is tough in this part of the state. It's tough anywhere, but especially in this part of the rural South.
Taylor says Premium Peanut has made it so far by bringing workers in from out of state, and it's helped set up a training program at a technical college nearby. But CEO Carl Zimmer says there's still a problem, especially as the shelling plant grows.
You really have only 10% of interested applicants who you feel have the qualifications and skill set to look at to hire.
And Zimmer says for people who are hired, there's not enough access to health care. He says the plant can't afford for too many people to get sick and miss work. So it's going to pay for a mobile clinic to come to the property.
We're going to pay the bill to cover all the fixed costs. And anyone who comes to see the medical professional that'll be here, it'll be $10. Flat rate, that's it.
Premium Peanut has plans to start making peanut oil soon. And the farmer, Will Ellis, says if the shelling plant keeps growing, it could mean even more jobs in the area. A peanut butter or candy plant might open up in this rural county.
Peanut-related industries may move to Coffee County or may move to adjoining county and set up shop.
But Ellis says he worries none of that will happen if Premium Peanut doesn't keep growing. And that means hiring even more of the qualified workers that the company is already struggling to find. From Coffee County, Georgia, Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.